Hi, it's the Theme Talk. I'm Josh Sexton. Jurgen Klopp has just held his pre-Leicester City press conference, and joining me to react to that are Adam Smith, Amelia Bonner and Robbie O'Neill. And there's a few things to get stuck into from Jurgen Klopp's press conference, obviously more on the COVID uncertainty and things like that, but that's not very Christmassy, is it? So we're going to leave that to Jurgen Klopp. He's also the best voice to speak about these things. Five subs, all that. You go and watch the press conference if you want to hear about mean, non-Christmassy, grinchy things like that. Adam, we'll start off instead talking about the Leicester game from the other night, because Klopp has sort of, you know, he got asked about it today, the quotes that he came out with in particular after about, you know, falling in love with the boys again. And what I loved was that in this press conference, he took some responsibility for the first half performance of some of the younger lads in particular last night and from the other night, sorry. And I liked that because I thought, you know, you could pick into maybe a few of the younger lads' performances from the other night, but actually, you know, the manager deserves to take some responsibility for the fact that there was, you know, a couple of them on the pitch at the same time, and ultimately we pulled out the fire anyway.
Yeah, I mean, he has to take responsibility because he started them, and you know, he went with that team. And to be honest with you, I don't care that he did. Like, I think it's my dad was moaning to me during the first half, sort of saying, "Oh, they have to pull the fingers out there. You know, they should be taking this seriously." Blah blah blah, all that sort of stuff. And I was sort of saying that, but this is the best way of doing this. You know, as it turned out, yes, we got through. But even if we hadn't and we'd gone out on penalties, those kids will get such experience from that. Like, what a chance they've had there to kind of learn, you know, what it's like to play in a game like that against opposition like that. Because Leicester, you know, pretty much went full strength, and you know, they've come up against, you know, Billy Cometti have gone up against Jamie Vardy. Like, that is a better learning curve than he could get sitting on the sides and watching the other players do it. And then what we did was we were able to take them off and say, well done, you've had, you know, 45, you've learned from there. Now you can watch and see how everybody else handles that situation. I don't get anything to apologise for, to be honest, but that's what Klopp does all the time, isn't it? He takes it and he says, it's me, it's on me, it's not on the players. When we're playing a high line, it's because I'm telling them to. So don't you have a go at the players for playing. I'm telling the fullbacks to be all the way up the pitch. So if we can see the goal from inside Trent Alexander-Arnold's channel, it's because I've told him to be right the way up the pitch. That's what he does. And that's why players love him so much. And that's why they'd run through brick walls for him. And so would I.